from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Show's out live in Vegas today. It's a big weekend at Circa. They got their $1 million contest. They've got their Survivor contest. It all kicks off, and we are hanging out at the Sportsbook inside Circa. We got Stadium Swim right over there. We're having a great time today. We're in Vegas, where John Jansen forgot the name of one of his former teammates.
Yeah.
And where
Brad.
And where I am in a grudge match with the blackjack table. To be determined. John, this is the time of year where people make their Super Bowl picks. And we're going to get to the Lions 750 and how people feel about the attention, the latest being a cover with Sports Illustrated featuring them. But is there a team that you just can't stomach winning the Super Bowl? Because they're going to put the odds up on the big screens over there in the sports book.
Sure.
And people are going to show up and make it known.
Yep, put their money where their mouth is.
Is there a team that if they won the Super Bowl would hurt you more than any other?
There's a lot of really good options in this. And you could go in division. You could go in the NFC. You could go matchups, things that happen that maybe you just aren't over from last year. But for me, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, and we've compared these two organizations, Detroit in the NFC, Cleveland in the AFC. They are the Lions of the AFC. They've lost their team, which the Lions haven't had to. We haven't had to go through that here in Detroit. But they haven't won a division since 1989. The Houston Oilers have a more recent division championship than the Cleveland Browns. And so, I mean, just put that in perspective. Obviously, the Houston Oilers don't exist anymore unless you count them as the Tennessee Titans. But they're also a team that I know that they're defensively, and I like watching them on defense. They are one of the top defenses in the NFL. Miles Garrett, I mean, you watch that defense, you're like, wow, they're loaded with studs. Offensively, I just can't get behind Deshaun Watson winning a Super Bowl at any point.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, they aren't one of the favorites. So is this the idea that they would, like, cut in line and pass
yes,
the Lions on the long-suffering list?
That's part of it. That's why I say they are the AFC version of the Lions. And if they cut in line and get a Super Bowl, you have all of these teams that haven't won a Super Bowl in franchise, you know, history. And if they were to win a Super Bowl in the modern era before the Lions did, and especially with the fact that the Lions have gone through so many hard and difficult times, but then you've seen since 21 the way that they have built this team through the draft, player development, signing their own guys. They haven't gone out and made controversial signings like Cleveland did with Deshaun Watson. What did they give up, 3 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson? And I love the train wreck that it's been. I hope it continues to be that way. But if they were to get things right, and Deshaun Watson were to recapture what he was back in 2019 and 20, or all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, wait, it's not your turn. You shouldn't be jumping the line, and I just don't want to see that happen.
Anybody but the Browns, says John Jansen. All right, for me, like there's some team. Like first of all, the Lions not winning a Super Bowl, regardless of who it is, would be painful this year. So I started thinking about it. Okay, the Niners are kind of team standing in the way. If they win the Super Bowl, it kind of get under my skin, but they're at least a team that's expected to be in the mix.
Right.
For me, the answer is the Chicago Bears.
Really?
Because, first of all,
over the Packers.
Over the Packers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bears have never had a quarterback, and it's kind of fun to make fun of them for it.
Right.
If they win the Super Bowl in Caleb Williams' rookie season, safe to say they found the first quarterback in their franchise's history. Talk about cutting in line in the division. They become the fun team. They become the team to beat. They're the team that starts talking about a dynasty because they got a quarterback on a rookie deal and the next Pat Mahomes, and the hype is already out of control. Like, yeah. Greg was irking me yesterday. The preseason game is on, and they're scoring touchdowns, and he looks at me and says, Bears hype.
Oh.
It would go to another level if the Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl this year. I couldn't stand to see those fans celebrate.
And I don't want to give Caleb Williams any more credit than he's, you know, already getting, but this is a guy who, you know, when the comparisons of him and Patrick Mahomes come up, he's trying to say, hold on a second here, no way. No, don't make that comparison. And one, it's too much pressure on him to, you know, all of a sudden take the throne of the best quarterback right now in the NFL. But I think it's a great move from him in terms of PR. Like, you pump up those guys that are there until you do it. Caleb Williams has to come out and prove that he could do it. I'm surprised that it would be the Bears versus the Packers, because if the Packers are the team that does it, that means that they've hit now on three quarterbacks, that Jordan Love is actually paying off. So they went from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love, and that to me would be they would be on top of the list right behind the Browns. For me, would be the Packers.
I just don't want to live in a world where I have Mahomes in my division, which is what a Bears Super Bowl would inspire. It certainly would be, hey, look right at what he can do. He's the next great quarterback in the NFL. And he may get there, but to do it in year one,
yeah,
it would feel like it cut the Lions' window significantly if they were to come out and win the Super Bowl. Who's the one team? 248-539-9797. Tom, I know you've been kicking this around back there.
I mean, from a local perspective, I do think – I try to think, what would knife us the most? What would really hurt Lions fans? And I do think it's the Packers because of the things that John said. And also now maybe – I think we all think the Lions are going to win a Super Bowl at some point with this roster.
Yeah.
That goes away maybe. And so – and it would depend how they did it. I think the universal answer actually, though, is like, look, we sit back and we love the NFL. We love our football. You want to enjoy the season, don't you? Like, if let's say the Lions, like, you know, what if they get ravaged by injury and it's just like, oh, it's just gone awful, gone sideways. I think the universal answer is the New York Jets. I could not enjoy the NFL season if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl in New York. I couldn't. Like, that would think about that, guys.
The obnoxiousness of it all?
Yeah.
Especially with all that's going on both sides of the ball. The drama that Aaron Rodgers brings in and of itself, but also and the fact that he dominated the division for so long and he was the nemesis of the Lions. But then Hassan Reddick, all the drama that's going on there as well. I mean, I'm not going to say that you're wrong, Tom.
Is New York the most obnoxious answer, or is it actually the Dallas Cowboys? Because they are a fun punching bag for everybody who's not a Dallas fan. Oh, America's team, you haven't played in a Super Bowl since the mid-90s. You haven't played in an NFC title since the mid-90s. You are chronic underachievers. The tire fire that they could be this year with Dak in a contract here, McCarthy on the hot seat,
CeeDee Lamb
who still isn't paid, Parsons.
Yeah.
I think that's a fun sideshow. If they were to bring it all together and win the Super Bowl, we lose a punching bag. And they would be, talk about Bears fans being obnoxious, Cowboy fans off
unbearable.
A Super Bowl. America's team, we're back.
It would be unbearable.
Like, if you take this out of a local and just ask football fans across the country, the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl might be the worst.
Yes, I think from coast to coast, it might be, that might be the answer. Because, I mean, one of the other ones that it may be universal that we're just missing because I don't know that we have the hate for success, but a three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Never been done. History. Understandable if Mahomes were to do it. I think it's easier to justify if you don't win the Super Bowl, it's because that guy's over there.
Yeah, and there's so many people, oh, the Swifties would be all over it. Oh, too much Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes and his voice. You know what? I still have fun watching them play football.
Same.
And so I can't get behind the anger for success that they have had, because you look at it and you see why. From coaching staff to roster to Patrick Mahomes, like, I understand it.
I'd go a step further. If it's not the Lions, they're a team I actually want. I mean, the history of it all, the fun offense
that
they play
with. Well,
I'm
not going to say I want them to.
I'm saying outside of the Lions, if someone else had to win the Super Bowl, they wouldn't be on the teams I don't want to win it. They'd be on the other list.
Okay,
teams that would be enjoyable to see.
So you go down that route, and I'm curious what fans would say is, if it's not the Lions, then who?
So, like, it's a pretty short list.
Yeah.
Long-suffering.
Because it can't be the Rams.
No.
It can't be San Francisco.
Or the Eagles.
Honestly, it can't be anybody in the NFC.
So is it like Houston?
Maybe.
Or would that bother you because the cut
second
line?
Year of C.J. Stroud, the way that everything that you said about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, what about Buffalo? Long-suffering fan base, AFC.
You know what? I could be okay with that because I like Josh Allen. I think he's fun to watch, and we've had to watch the anxiety or at least the drama between him and Stephon Diggs. Now, Stephon Diggs is in Houston. What does he do for that team and that roster? But I got to think it might be Buffalo.
Hey, guys.
Like, I know you'd be all right with that, having some roots in Buffalo.
You know,
I think Buffalo is a long-suffering sports city, both with the Sabres and with the Bills. That team and that city has had a lot of dirt kicked on them in the playoffs. So, yes, Buffalo would be deserving.
97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.